the moon. All right, get John in there. I just decided to do this. Open the phones up. Let's get the phone system fired up. It's digital, you flip the switch. And we will take your phone calls in this hour, interspersed with a lot of news here. So here's where we are. We're in a new world war. The old political system's coming to an end. All these powerful forces are jockeying to try to be in control in the next system. And in Europe and the United States and other Western countries, we still have leftists in charge of the bureaucracies, and their war is dominating the host population. And they love any other population or any other military, any other group, and they side with that. The left sides with Iran because they hate America, because Iran hates America, the mullahs. I'm against the war with Iran because the Pentagon was right. It wasn't going to work and would derail our economic recovery. Two different things. But then the Gorkhas and the Levins, they point at me and they say, oh, you're for the Iranian leadership. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. I want to stabilize Western civilization and then accelerate it and have a new expansionist renaissance. And the live decision technology, everything else that comes with that. I want it all. I want the future. But I want a future that's pro-human, not anti-human. I got a big stack of news on the data centers. And this is, I learned this when I was a little kid talking to business people that my dad worked with. They go, you know, McDonald's real business isn't McDonald's cheeseburgers. It's that the real estate, they go in, they loan the money to the franchise, they get it, and 20 years later, you always wonder where they tear down a McDonald's and build a high-rise building. They buy the key real estate. They make more money on leasing the real estate to the franchisee than they sell it. And it, you know, then they made the founder buy McDonald's and admitted all that. Well, the data centers get all the energy, all the power. They get regulatory exemption. They get immunity. And then they get to set all this up, and they get the land they're on. I mean, that right there, it's a giant power grab. And I didn't know the numbers. I mean, I knew them, but I didn't see the latest ones. In fact, I had it yesterday's stack. I put it in there in the stack. Just pull it back up. It showed in a graph from the Wall Street Journal, U.S. already has the most data centers, but projected it's like three times more than everybody else. This is cuckoo town. While they tell you, you can't have a car, you can't go on a vacation, you can't have an air conditioner, you can't have a dog or cat. I saw I'm at the place the other day. The BBC's like, get a turtle, get a lizard. Dogs and cats eat meat. That's bad for the earth. What? Your dog and cat can't live. You can't have a dog or cat. But these data centers, you know, that are hundreds of square miles or whatever, they get everything. So it's not even that the computers are bad. It's government has set up a new way where we're all busy fighting with each other over territorialism, whether we're black or white or whatever. And then meanwhile, the computers are being given carte blanche to take over, but it's the globalists that own and control them that are really being given the carte blanche. $1.4 trillion utility spending spree to keep up AI data centers should hike electricity bills. It already has. I have a big giant stack on this. But we don't think it's a robot has taken our job or a robot discriminating against us, a robot that's programmed and controlled by the globalists. We just all think about what color we are, and that's why we're so screwed. Because our entire development, call it evolutionary if you want, is about fighting over tribes and groups. Meanwhile, we get hit by this new thing that's basically alien, never before here. It's new. Alien just means new, not of this world, now in this world. And we don't even know what we're dealing with. I'm just trying to get people to start brainstorming this. I don't even have the answers. I'm just saying we better start talking about this. Because black and white people got a lot more in common with each other than an AI data. We've been right about